Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, actor, musician, book author, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. Well, anyway, it's nice to talk to you, you know, once in a while on my podcast, because I'm not on all the time. As I told you before, any changes that happen, well, there's a lot of changes going on in the world, and there's definitely changes in my what I want to do. As I said before, I'm currently not going to perform or have any aspirations to perform, but I am in the music industry as a songwriter, aspiring songwriter, writing songs, you know, behind the scenes, because I've done this so long, performing, especially for a period of time, I was just always on stage. But I haven't closed the door on it completely at this time, but who knows what will happen. But I wanted to let you know that because I've done so much, there were three albums released on Spotify, so there's seven albums that are now, I'll re-release the other four, okay? And so, you know, it's like a culmination of one album and then whatever, some of the releases that I made. You know, there are some releases I didn't release, which I hope to release one day. So you get all seven albums. It's like a combination of the songs and then add something or whatever, including legacy songs last year, which, you know, it was totally so different, you know, because all of them were recording studio where I was in the studio and I was, I Do Love You, I just played the keyboard and sang. And that was a different experiment. You know, it was just without a microphone, without preparation vocally. Maybe I could have been more precise vocally on it, but it was so great of a song. So I wanted to do it in my own way because as an artist, I wanted to try something new in my repertoire of understanding and expanding how to record or how to, you know, the stuff when I was performing. But there may be more recordings like that. Who knows? I think it will. I don't know when. I'll let you know if I decide to release something on my own, you know. Like, I Do Love You, I've written the whole song and I played the keyboard. And then the other song is was another instrumental. I just did that. You know, it's just, you know, just dabble on the keyboard. Because the keyboard is just an extension of my talents as a singer-songwriter, you know. Love is spiritual. We have an instrumental version. So it's just, you know, as doing it for so long, you know, I love to sing. I got a big voice, I feel. I love to sing. I was, I transcend from when I initially started. You know, I came out here to L.A. from Western New York as an aspiring singer-songwriter who was in rock and roll, and fledging and just progressed to a pop singer, rock pop singer, songwriter, musician. Now, musician part is just something that just expanded over time, you know, percussion or had a guitar. I remember that in those days I had a guitar. I was out here. And I was just taking lessons as a guitar because I just loved it. I was playing it. The idea for a while came when I was singing on stage, just trying to sing and dance. And someone stuffed a guitar, a little small guitar in my hands. And I just started playing, and I was playing an acoustic guitar. Unfortunately, I had to pawn it. Because I was starving, I was literally a starving artist, still is now. But I was starving. I prompted at the Sunset Boulevard Tower of Records because I needed money for food. As they say, starving artists do get laid off or unemployed for a while. But I did all I could, so I progressed the keyboard. The keyboard was there, and so I write songs from the keyboard. So I hope you like I Do Love You, which is, you know, it doesn't show probably my voice in this spectacular bombast, but it's great vocals. It's about falling in love with the soulmate and just want to be good with them forever. I also written another song called That Forever and Through Time, and recently that was some rock and roll version that was done a while back about falling in love with somebody and being with them forever. You know, that was my, actually not just a musical, you know, note to write about, but in personal life, to find the right person and be with them forever. I think everybody does have those dreams. So Legacy Songs is out. And you know, Legacy Songs has already been out, but I'm just saying the other first four albums, like Death Knight, Past and Present, and Death Knight, 1990, 2019, and Death Knight, It Matters Part 2. Let me check. The albums are, sorry for if I sound confused, but, you know, I'm a human being. Well, anyway, as I said, Death Knight Songs Past and Present, Death Knight Songs Part 2, Death Knight 1990-2019, Rock and Pop Album, and Matters Part 2. So they're all out. So, and then, of course, there's Legacy Songs and the Death Knight Matter Part 2. I put Matter because it's about what I was going through, and, you know, the Death Knight Matter Part 2, the hits. Songs have been out and out, you know. I'm telling you this because I decided to just re-release it because it's a creation that I made and put so much time and effort into. And then I realized that to just take it off would be a hindrance. Because I'm a pop rock singer, pop singer, so I felt I should just re-release it. That's where I'm at. So I hope you enjoy. You can find it on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, everywhere around the world. I may release another album. If I do, it might be the last compilation, but I don't know. It may not. Because as a creator, I get these ideas in my head to write a song or to create, and it's continuously come in my head, or I could just play the keyboard and then a song just come out like that, an idea. And the idea was part of that dream. So I released that, you know, the song, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, because that's why I came out of L.A. First and foremost why I came to L.A. more than anything was to make my dreams come true. I wanted to be like the ones who made it. And here it is, the new song that was released in December, 3 months ago.
I need to tell you.
song is called Hollywood Dream Come True because it's about when I make all those records and do all past performances and becoming a broadcast music songwriter, ASCAP songwriter. When I do be involved in things, it's all about, or if I perform or if I audition or I try to be in bands. I was in bands, jam bands. Love them, didn't work out. I went to vocal guitar lessons. I tried to, you know, go off stage in West Hollywood so many times. Or I aspire, I work, do all these practicing on my voice. You know, I need to do this. It's part of that Hollywood dream. And, you know, it's not enough for me to just, you know, just make a song or to create. It just, I mean, it loses out what goal around it. The goal was to be a professional singer, songwriter, performer, entertainer, to make a living at it. You know, I came out to be like all those Hollywood dreamers. I named some of them, you know, there's Sheryl Crow who came out here and made it. There's Prince who got a contract and made it. There's Vince Neil who made it in Motley Crue. There's Axl Rose who made it. There's numerous people who came out here and made it. And I did not get that chance, you know. So it was very painful, you know. I was not even taken seriously. I had to overcome so many obstacles and so many things were, you know. But in spite of it all, and this is responding to my concerns, you know, I did all I could. And I'm not quitting, but the performing side has to stop for now because I paid my dues so many times over and no one gave me a chance. Not with my voice and not with my songwriting. They simply didn't give me a chance. And, you know, it just was really so hard. You know, and there's nothing I could do. But I would tell people who come to Hollywood who have a dream, go for it as long as possible and don't give up. Even though my dream hasn't yet happened, I didn't get that big top 40 hit, which I hope to come true in some way, you know, singer or songwriter, one or the other. To not give up. It's very hard to go for those dreams. It really is. It's really very hard to try to do something that's so hard to do with all the complications and all the hardships that one can experience, like so many hopefuls have, and I experienced it so much. You know, dealing with dream killers, people telling me I can't sing or write and I can't listen to that negativity, but, you know, I got rejected by so many companies, but in spite of all, I continue to try inspiration because it's a positive thing, you know, it really is positive to go for that dream. And I hope people don't take this the wrong way, but it's positive, you know. It really is positive to go for that dream. It's not negative, you know. You know, I really would be concerned if I was doing something that was negative. But going for a music dream for decades, entertainment dream, Hollywood dream, the American dream is positive. Yes, very hard to do, but it can be accomplished. I always tell myself when I get around other artists like me to always appreciate them, respect their art, and never try to take their dreams away. And the reason why I say that is because other people try to take mine away all the time, hinder me and make me be something that I'm not. But in spite of it all, it's a joy to create. It really is. That's why I wrote that song, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, because I really meant it. As I said before, the misinterpretation of my actions and my words and how the way I act I came across with people, whether I knew them a long time ago or hardly know, about my aspirations. They think I'm making up stories or I'm not well enough. I'm saying things that don't pertain to reality, and that simply is not the case. If I wasn't interested in being in the music industry, I would have never came to L.A. But it led me coming to L.A. to so many things in people and places, whether it's in, Hollywood, West L.A., San Fernando Valley, or the beach, or Malibu, or whatever, San Gabriel Valley. It led me to people and places I had no intentions of being around or wanting to be a part of, because I still had that goal. But I knew as when I came out here, I had to keep quiet about it, because these people and other people simply do not understand about Hollywood dreams, or simply do not understand the place they are living in. I mean, maybe San Gabriel Valley, or maybe San Fernando Valley, or maybe Malibu, but still L.A. Hollywood is right nearby. There are millions of people just like me who want that dream, who live in Malibu, San Gabriel Valley, live in San Fernando Valley. There's millions who want that dream to be a star. And that is the thing that got to me. It was painful to hear where a major label said they disregard my singing and disregard my talents, but I refuse to let them dictate what I should do, because that's just an opinion. And, I hear that all the time. So my stance is I'm going to do the best I can. Dreams, whatever they are so important. Whether you want to be a singer or songwriter or actor, or whether you want the dream to be an attorney or doctor, they should not be sabotaged, because that's evil for anyone to sabotage my or your dreams. Well, I wanted to let you know that the dream that I have in music are in the 7 albums. And people have their own opinions. Yeah, people have more clout than me. They have more fans than me. But I'm still just, I'm still good in my own right as an artist. So I hope you listen to my 7 albums. It's just a progression of different songs. And I also want to say, I want to just say on a personal level to on a real serious level that I know I have all the sympathy and compassion to the people in Ukraine, because there are a lot of people whose dreams were taken away through their lives by getting killed by, missiles, and there are people dreams who were taken away losing loved ones, and they don't have a place to live. So I donated, and I hope you donate too to people in Ukraine, because they deserve compassion. I always always give compassion and try to be respectful. As I realize that there's cruelty in the world, cruelty to see people get killed in Ukraine who are innocent, and it's cruelty that I experience with people who try to target me for biases, discrimination, jealousy, as well as to sabotage my dream, because they simply were jealous of my talents or my aspirations. It's all wrong to hurt people. It's only right to let people live and be, because there's always going to be, everybody has their own unique personality in life, and we should be left alone in peace. And I say we all deserve peace. So, and that's why, the reason why I talk about this is in my 7 albums, my philosophy. A lot of the songs that I have are about the struggles I have, as you can hear in the rock songs and the pop songs, the struggles in love and the struggles in living life. And I was told that some people say, oh, the songs are about rejection or sad. That's because I lived it, too. I was homeless. I was a victim of crime. I was rejected by society as an artist and as a person. But I didn't let it stop me, because I really wanted to make my dreams come true. And love is the most important thing, because self-love is so important, because I do love myself. I hope you love yourself too, because when you love yourself, you can love others. You'll be unlikely to hurt other people if you love yourself. Only people who don't love themselves hurt people. As I said before, people who hurt other people don't like themselves. And positive is the key. And being positive is part of that dream. And may all of you have a good day. I hope to come back on once in a while or whenever I come on, but it's all positive, truthful, honesty, wisdom, and appreciation, because I appreciate everybody who listens to me or not. We all human beings. We belong on this planet to help and to respect each other. We're not on this planet to hurt or take away my dream or your dream. That's not what we are on this planet to do. Life is too short. Let's all have peace and love and let people live and respect the artist or the dreamer or simply somebody who simply want to live. Good day, good night from Dove Night.